Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Love's gonna lift me up. Lift me up. Sit down.
Okay.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall.
Oh, God.
I'm so fat.
We know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey!
Whoa.
Back it up! You're going from preaching to meddling.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm backing up over here, Kendall.
Cliff, just because you've lost 10 pounds in the last week,
back up that ass.
I haven't lost shit. Doesn't mean that you can go out and say, "Oh, back that shit up, Kendall. You're so fat."
I wish I'd lost 10 pounds.
Mr. Snodbottom has come out and he's like, "Boys, you're overweight. You got to do this."
Duh! I took a health assessment last year. They said lose 23 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, the insurance is not going to cover you anymore if you don't lose some fucking weight.
Yeah.
So it's really sad, but we are just dying.
We're dying.
Of our sedentary behavior. Just sitting here, recording shows, drinking beer, drinking this, drinking that, doing this, doing that.
Drinking this, doing that, doing that, drinking this, drinking this, doing that, drinking that, doing this, doing this. This is Living in a Coast to Coast.
Listening to Madonna CDs.
We're living for love.
And I let you be.
Knew I opened the door.
Made me feel like I was born again.
I opened the pitch perfect door.
You empowered me, you made me strong.
Yeah, I did.
Built me up and I could do no wrong. Kendo, I'm living for love this week and last week. Quit blobbering your fat.
Oh, I can't. It's so fat, though.
And anyway, Kendo, this something weird happened to me today.
What?
Now, and you tell me if this ever really happens to you.
Okay.
This did happen. I was in the food and more, and I was getting spinach, and I was in the produce section. And there was this woman who, like, looked vaguely, vaguely familiar. And I don't know if I ever really did know her or if she's looked familiar. But do you ever see someone who has, like, such a nice face and...
And they do that.
No, I did that. It seemed like a nice, sweet little person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... And then, like, I'm thinking that, and I'm almost, like, about to cry because how nice I think this person probably
like,
is.
Like, oh, I love this person. She's so...
Yeah. And then, like, she's like, oh, well, Mom, do we need the... And, like, her little mother is there, like, her old mother. And I'm like, oh, my God, these people. And I was like, I really... And we wanted to, like, cry last week. And we're talking about crying and crying.
Mm-hmm. I
wanted to cry just because how nice and sweet I presumed these shoppers to be. Do you... Mm-hmm. Does anything like that... Do you ever, like, see a certain, like, type of person or a certain something where you just, like... You know, like that thing that makes you just like want to cry.
Yes, Cliff. Some people have prejudice against people.
Uh-huh.
We have like the opposite.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, that person must be so nice.
We just feel.
I
we
love that
feel
person.
So
yes.
Much for that person.
And then they say something. I'm like, ooh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Can you tell us some stuff? I'll be right back. I have to go get something from Mrs. Potter Butter.
All right. Well, Cliff, listeners, everybody, look. Here's the thing. One of the things you can do is, you know, if you have a meeting at work, you should have a walking meeting. You know, don't sit around and just say, well, let's have a meeting, sit at this table and talk. Have a walking meeting. Go to a Greenway. Walk through the meeting.
You know, that's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
What was it?
Oh, Cliff. 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 Why are you not listening?
Walk.
Have a
I'm
walking
kidding.
Meeting.
I heard it out
I know
there.
You
it was
did.
A joke.
I know.
Well, that's why I started to sing this classic
Cher
song. Cher song from the excellent album I Paralyze. It's called Walk With Me. Come on, Kendall, walk with me. Kendall, if you aren't walking in a meeting, maybe you could just do this. How about you clean up your act? Literally.
Ugh.
You know what? Instead of procrastinating over all that house stuff you got, I know you're always trying to like sand down that lump in the wall that moves. And
I went through 4 packs of sandpaper.
Kendall, what you've got to do, think of it as exercise and complete those tasks you've been avoiding. Come on.
Well, I try to think of life as exercise, which makes me not want to live it anymore.
It's all just a test. And Kendall, guess what? If you fail a test, it's just a failed test.
Well, I'm a big failure. Cliff, another thing you can
do. You're a big something. Yeah.
You know those desks that raise up and lower down? You can stand up and work at them?
Oh, like one of those.
A standing desk.
A standing
desk. One of those. Right. Yeah. You know, I think that's a really good idea you could
I
do.
Think
you
so.
Could like stand up or one of those treadmill desks.
Yeah.
You seen those?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mr. Snodbottom said absolutely no, we're not going to have those.
No.
But if you work in an environment that they can afford those, get them.
Come on.
Come on.
Get them. Kendall, I want you to do this. I want you to agree to do this sight unseen.
I can't. Last time I did that, I had to get rid of 12. It hurt.
What was the thing on the show where we were talking about how Susan was trying desperately to achieve an orgasm? Do you remember that?
No, I do not.
I don't remember. She never made it, I guess. Kendall, I want you to do
12
this.
12 years. I've made it.
Make time for better sex.
Bonk.
It's a good workout. Come on.
It is. It's so hard to do, though.
It is hard to do.
When you're fat like us.
When you're fat.
Like, oh, I don't have the energy to do that. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Susan. Do that on your own.
Sorry, Susan. Gotta achieve that on your own.
Why don't you drink more water?
Ugh.
Put that alcohol down you're drinking right now and drink some more water.
Kendall, just because you are drinking alcohol, the world is not drinking the same thing.
Listeners,
you are.
Put that alcohol down and drink more water.
Now, on that note, I do hope our listeners are fucked up when they hear this show. I hope that they are either just coming home.
Well, that's the way I record it.
That's the way it's meant to be listened to. Coming home from the bars at 4 a.m., even though the bars in Bushelltown are closed several hours before. Maybe they just have finally made it home at 4 a.m.
Took a long time to get them out of those bars.
It's a long time. Gotta pry them loose. Kendall, what's the segment?
What segment?
What is it?
Your Cliff and Kendall?
No, that one.
Hot what subjects.
You want to do that?
Yeah!
It's time for some hot subjects! Yes. Kendall, let's bring it. Let's bring me.
Hello, dear. I'm so excited. Dear.
Hold on a minute, dear.
Oh, dear, wait, but please give him the bottle. To give him the one that I told you to give him, not the other one, dear.
Would you leave the baby out there with Crock-Pot?
Yeah, we can't.
Didn't you hire Crock-Pot as your nanny so you could leave
the baby? Well, dear, of course we did. She's a wonderful nanny, dear, but I'm trying to give him the... No, not that bottle, dear. Oh. Not that bottle.
Kendall, don't you give a stink eye because Crock-Pot... She's a good nanny. She's
I'm sorry, but it's hard to get over that.
She's a good... It's just because she quit on Thanksgiving Day. We've forgiven you.
Yeah, she's a wonderful nanny.
Yeah, we have.
Here we go, I'm ready for some hot subjects, bud.
Oh, dear, I'm so excited. It's been a while since we did hot subjects, dear.
Yes,
so excited. I've got many things to talk about, dear. I've got 12 pages of things to talk about.
Subjects are so hot, dear.
I've got 12 pages, dear.
All right, 12 pages. I've got pages over here, so we better get started if we're going to get started at all. I think we all agree the subject that's hottest is the one that I've got over here, so I'm going to pull it out first just to get it out of the way.
Pull it out.
I'm going to whip out this hot subject. Everybody, for Easter, do you know what's coming? What's coming? It's coming soon.
Oh, dear, of course it's coming soon. What is it, dear?
Peeps flavored milk. It's from Prairie Farms, and it comes in flavors like chocolate marshmallow, regular marshmallow, and Kendall, if you think those were gross, you are really going to like this one. You're going to like it. Except right now that you will like it blindly. Kendall,
I'm never doing that again.
What I'm wondering is how many years it took them to come up with this. All right, everybody, it's Easter egg nog. Easter eggnog.
Is this for real?
Yes, it's you like... no, maybe you don't like eggnog.
I love eggnog.
I love eggnog, dear, too, dear. But Easter egg, dear.
No, dear. We must...
What does the Easter egg eggnog taste like?
I'm assuming it just tastes like eggnog, and they just call it Easter egg.
Like dyed eggs?
It's cute. No, it just tastes like eggnog. But they call it Easter egg because of their Easter eggs.
Any other chance to drink eggnog?
Kendall, dear, please.
There is plenty of opportunity to drink eggnog, dear. It's not just a Christmas thing, dear.
Of course not, dear.
Well, I'm sorry. I like eggnog. I'm sorry.
Often make some on a Sunday morning. He's boiling a huge batch of eggnog.
Dear, I think eggnog is a wonderful thing to drink year round.
It is. They have it.
I'm sorry. If I hear eggnog and I think Easter, I think, ooh, like dye and color and... like boiled eggs. That sounds awful. Dude, just because it says Easter doesn't mean they're boiled eggs, dear.
Kendall, you gotta just calm down.
Kendall, shut up.
Yes, Kendall, shut up. I'm glad you're telling yourself that now.
And of course, everybody else is too.
Get in while the getting's good. That's what I say.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, Kim Kardashian. This is a big, huge deal on social media.
Oh, no.
Just stop it. Kim Kardashian has dyed her hair platinum blonde.
Oh,
and
no.
Twitter and Facebook is a flutter. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm sort of without thought. What do you think, guys? What do you think?
Well, who are you talking about, dear?
Some woman with no one's ever heard of.
Kim Kardashian, dear. I have no idea what this is,
dear. People dye the hair daily, boy.
Well, dear, I think your most beautiful hair color is the one that you have naturally, dear. I don't think you need to dye it another color, dear.
You're beautiful,
well,
hair.
Kim Kardashian,
dear.
You know, the reality star. Well, the reality star, Kim Kardashian.
I know who she is, but
I know you do. I'm telling them. She's dyed her hair blonde, and everybody's all up in arms about it.
I only care about her in the context of how good the Kanye songs about her might be.
Oh, Kanye, dear, I love Kanye.
Yeah, we were listening.
Yes, of course, dear. She related to Kim Kardashian somehow.
Yeah, I think they're married now.
Oh, what a
they're
wonderful thing. Oh, well, then she must be wonderful, dear.
Probably so. Marriage, babies.
Marriage and babies.
Beautiful. I love a marriage and a baby boy.
I do love platinum blonde hair,
right,
dear.
All right, got one more hot subject over here for me. Which one to go with? They're so hot. They are so hot on this list over here.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I think I'm looking at Kendall. I'm going to go with the one that's most about pizza.
Oh, great.
And Kendall, I know that we haven't tried this. We are avowed vegetarians. But other people might have more of an opinion on this. They have something new. It's called Little Caesars Bacon Crust Deep Dish Pizza.
Bacon, bacon.
I bet that's the slogan. Features 3 feet of bacon around
three
the crust.
Feet.
It's because it's all the way around.
But bacon is bacon, dear. And you know, Mr. Stompbubby loves his bacon, dear.
I love bacon, dear. Love
every morning, dear, to make 12 packs of bacon, pretty much.
I know that's an exaggeration, but I have been to your house.
Well, of course it's an exaggeration, dear.
And you have one of those plug-ins that's a bacon scent, because of how much Mr. Stompbubby just loves the smell.
Well, I just love it, dear. It's a wonderful scent.
It's beautiful. Makes the bathroom so much more aromatic, man.
Well, you know, I think bacon... Everybody's on this big bacon kick. And maybe
bacon's out. It's out.
But maybe it's because we're vegetarian. But have you noticed everybody's like, bacon this, bacon that, bacon-flavored vodka, bacon-flavored this, bacon-flavored that.
Even as a vegetarian...
Well, bacon's wonderful, dear.
Even as a vegetarian, I can tell you, bacon has reached ultimate saturation level. They will not... It'll be years before they find another way to sneak bacon in on us, like this pizza. And,
like bacon ice cream.
And people will be done with it.
When is tofu...
Never. Or we'll be 1,000 years after we die. That'll be the thing.
Yeah, nobody loves tofu.
Tofu.
Well, I love it.
Make me just disgust.
Oh, well, it's all right. Everybody loves tofu. It's fine. All
right. Well, it is the. I know you're pointing at your watch. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and go. I want to thank you guys for coming in here for Hot Subjects. It's been a hot time.
It's hot.
Hot time had by all.
It has been so much fun, dear. Next time we're going to talk about great gardens, dear. Right. Coming back. I love it, dear.
Come here. Come give me the baby. There. All right. Let's go,
dear. Hot, dear, please. Put that baby. No.
All right. Well, listen.
I will not.
All right. Well, that's it for them. And
that's it for Hot Subjects.
And that's it. Let's go to a break. Immediately.
Oh, my God. I forgot we had to have a break.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
The newest beer can tops have ring tabs made of aluminum from Alcoa. Now beer cans are a cinch to open. Ring tab tops make them a cinch to open. Another change for the better with Alcoa Aluminum.
You're listening to...
Why? 99.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Hey,
Welcome back. I'm Cliff.
And this and I'm Kendall.
And this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show slash filler program for radio station KBSH. That's Rye 99 in Busheltown.
Mm-hmm. Rye 99.
And we're talking today about the danger, the terrible dangers. Kendall, I'm mad that we didn't start the show by saying, listeners, if you're sitting and listening to this, stand the hell up.
Yeah, just walk around.
Walk around in circles around the living room.
Yeah, you know, I have... When I start listening to podcasts or radio shows or whatever, mm-hmm. I try to walk around most. Just to get you moving.
Just to get you know? Moving. Kendall is...
Because I'm so fat.
A model of health.
Look at me. I'm moving right now.
I know you are. I'm moving right along.
There's a lot of shit moving right now.
There's a lot of shit moving, Kendall. And what I want to tell you about all that is to not quote me about it.
Don't quote me. Cliff, don't quote me. Time to play Don't Quote Me, my favorite segment.
Real
quick.
Don't
quote me, Cliff.
Don't quote me about this, Kendall.
Cliff, change.
It's a listener favorite segment.
Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past and present.
Please hold.
Are certain to miss the future.
Are certain to miss the future. Who would have said
that? Who the hell said that, Cliff?
That sounds to me like Dr. Oz.
Oh, Cliff, he may have said it, but you know who said it first?
Who?
John F. Kennedy.
Who said this? Don't quote him about it. They said, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party.
John Hamm.
Well, he probably... Sounds like something he would say. Now, this person probably introduced this phrase by saying, good morning, Vietnam!
Robin Williams!
The wonderful, beloved Robin Williams.
Cliff, don't make me sad.
Don't make us sad. I know, we're
I'm
all
trying
cry.
To be positive.
We're going
to
cry now.
Cliff, do not dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future.
Don't
concentrate
dream it's over.
The mind on the present
hey now,
moment.
Hey now. There's a wall between us.
Who said it?
Was it Tears for Fears?
No, Cliff.
No.
Buddha.
Buddha.
Your favorite quote.
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha.
I can't believe it was Buddha.
Tears for Fears, Buddha, same thing.
Can't believe it was Buddha, Kendall. All right, here's another one for you. It's spring fever. That is what the name of it is. And when you've got it, you want, oh, you don't quite know what it is you do want, but it just fairly makes your heart ache you want it so. The hint is this was said by the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, he was the Cliff and Kendall.
I just said the first person that I thought, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Well, we have to admit, the first person I think of, if you say the Cliff and Kendall of his time,
is Mark Twain. Yeah.
He is. And so that was giving it away. But there you go. Kendall, don't quote me.
Sorry, I was genuinely shocked.
Well, it is rare that you get something correct.
I know.
I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you, everyone. Round of applause. Love all.
Love them.
Trust a few.
Trust them.
Do wrong to none.
Wrong to none. That was said by...
The Cliff and Kendall of his time.
The Cliff and Kendall of his time. That was probably, of course, the Dalai Lama.
No, he said it in iambic pentameter, though, Cliff.
Oh, was it Billy Shakes?
It was Billy Shakes, Cliff. William Shakespeare. Good job.
Last one, Kendall, for you over here. Don't quote me about this.
I won't.
The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing.
Do it.
Do it.
Quit talking and begin doing it.
My hint is he did not say this when he haunted you.
Charles Dickens.
Charles. No, no. If you were ever haunted by Charles Dickens, you better tell me.
Did I not tell you that?
No, I want to be there.
Damn it.
When Dickens is a-haunting you.
Who was haunting me?
Kendall, you know, it's not
Pippa
his...
Pippa the Willie.
It's not his fault.
Walt! Walt Disney.
Walt Disney, the Diz.
Oh my God, he did haunt me.
The Diz.
The Diz.
The big Diz.
I love the big Diz.
You gotta give it to the Diz.
Gotta give it to him.
Do you have any others?
That's it.
That's it. Don't quote me.
Stop quoting me, Cliff.
Don't quote me.
We need to move
me.
On. Stop the quoting. We need to move on.
Stop.
I'm so tired.
Let's take a minute.
Cliff, I've been drinking a lot during this show.
We know.
We know.
We all know.
We, the people in the studio, have been here.
We, the people.
And the people at home have heard it. They've heard. And they could have told you.
Cliff, I'm not going to apologize for doing
the things
I love.
Don't apologize. Don't quote me.
Don't stop it.
Don't stop. Doodle-a-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Don't stop. Doodle-a-doo-doo-doo-doo. Drink some more water, for God's sake.
Drink.
Come on.
Is that all? You drink some more water.
Take the stairs.
Take the stairs.
Do some stuff, for God's sakes, to get rid of this sedentary behavior.
Just sneak
limit
it
your
in.
Emails. Just do, you know, there's limit. A lot of stuff you can do.
Limit them. Just tell limit people, them. Like, look, I'm limiting my emails. Look, and if you email me, I will not respond.
Oh.
What were we saying?
Dear.
Dear. Dear me.
Dear Cliff.
Dear Kendall.
It makes me think of Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear Kendall.
Cliff, I got some questions.
I got some, and you got some answers.
let's start this again.
I feel like helping some people. Kendall, you know what my favorite part of the job is?
Cliff, I know what your favorite part of the job is, and it's my favorite part of the job, too. It's helping people.
Yeah.
And I got some letters here that
you got letters.
Helping.
I got letters.
You got questions, we got answers.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall. Or dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear me.
Dear you. Cliff, I've got a letter over here I want to read.
All right, read it to us.
Oh, wait, look. It's Terry, how are you doing?
Hey, Ter. What brings you to town?
Well, I've been temping over there at the Bushertown Stables. I don't know if you guys know this about me or not.
They won't allow us to ride horses over there. We're too fat.
Kendall killed... Well, I didn't...
Stop. Bring that on the show.
Never mind.
No, that's you? That was you?
That was me.
Did they talk? They talk about that fat guy.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that they weren't talking about you guys.
Who else would they be talking about?
But funny, she should think of us when they mention fat.
well, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I picked up as a really odd skill is I can actually I am a horse whisperer.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's amazing. I would love to watch that.
What do you?
Oh, you can combine. We'll put you in a disguise.
Well, I'm not allowed over there, but I would love to watch it. Like
I'll
a video
sneak you in. I don't care. I'm only tipping there for a moment.
Oh no, Terry! You just get somebody to film it on their phone and text it to him. Mm-hmm. You don't want him anywhere near any of those pretty animals. But what is it that? What do you whisper to him?
Well, it depends. They're like people. They've all got, you got to work with them different ways. Sometimes you have to whisper very sweetly to them and let them know everything's okay. Mm. And then sometimes you have to get really mean.
Mm.
But you mean whisper.
You're a mean whisper.
You are an asshole. And you need to get it together and make better life choices.
I need a people whisperer. Don't we?
Please somebody come whisper
to us.
Isn't
that like a life coach?
It is a life coach. Yeah. I need one.
Cliff.
Stop eating. I need one. Yes, stop eating. Is what. Only if somebody whispered it to me, I don't think I would eat it over the crunch, crunch, crunch.
I've screamed it to you many times. It didn't help.
Oh, man.
But now, Terry, we were just about to help some people.
Let's help some people.
Okay.
We're doing our Dear Cliff and Kendall segment.
I love that segment.
All right.
Well, so I've got a letter I'm going
to
read.
Let's read it to us. Let's see what you got.
All right. Let's see what I've got here. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm in desperate need of help. I have been with my girlfriend for 4 years. With every long-term relationship, there are bound to be issues. I haven't felt loved by her in a long time, and I think I have fallen out of love with her.
Uh-oh.
I can't even tell her that I love her anymore because I don't want to lie. When we make love, it's dull and boring.
Oh,
I hate it when that happens. I want to feel the way I used to about her. When I was near her, my hairs used to stand up, my heart would race, my body would quiver, and I would never want to let her go. How can I feel about like this again? And that sign, wants that old feeling.
What would you
say to this person, Terry?
Oh, let me just say, while Terry's thinking, I'm glad she walked in. I have nothing to say to want this old feeling wherever.
I got to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give nearly enough information at all in that letter. Because, I mean, where do I even start with
where
that?
Do you start?
Where do you start?
I mean, you could give those, like, the tired advice of maybe you should go to couples counseling.
Right. Boring.
Or do activities together.
Boring.
You know, I mean, they lightly touched on the sex life. And, you know, then there's always the try new things and role play and
role
pretend
play.
To be strangers.
I'd say just get used to the fact it's never going to feel that way again.
Kendall, what do you role play?
Oh, I get a ding dong roll.
You get a ding dong roll
from the grocery store,
from the erotic bakery,
and a Twinkie, and I just roll myself in that. That's how I role play.
And you roll it, and Susan just imagines she has a attractive, successful husband.
Yeah, hopefully all that food all over me will make me look better.
Appetizing.
Appetizing. Thank you.
All right. And let me just cut you off there, Kendall, before you gross out our listeners any further.
Too late.
I do have another letter over here, Terry.
So, sorry, once that old feeling, your problem is you need to give more information.
That's about all the help we ever give them anyway.
They're the problem. Sometimes they're the problem. And you have to, and Terry, you're doing a good thing by telling them.
They are the problem.
Because if they're the problem, odds are you're not the first person that's told them they're the problem. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Here's another letter from the listeners. All right, let me... This one's got a lot of papers in this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it came with pictures.
It's got pictures.
Is it from prison?
Oh, I don't know. It's got this anti-prison memorabilia in here. All right. Let's see.
What?
Dear, I don't know. That's not pertinent. It doesn't look like. Dear Cliff and Kendall, 3 or 4 afternoons a week, I drop into my local coffee shop to have coffee and to relax and read my business journals. I almost always have a good time. But a couple times a month, someone sits down near me to chat with a friend. The conversation is loud and boastful, usually about how important their job is or what overseas vacation they just took, what influential people they know, yada yada yada. It lasts not a minute or two, but drags on and on and on. All these are in here, Kendall. On and on and on. Oh, let me go.
Is that the end?
No, hold on. On.
Oh, there's 3 pages of that.
All right, here's where it ends. On and on and on. Until I just want to explode their heads with my mind like Carrie did in that book and that movie and that musical and that reboot. But it is impossible for me to focus on my business journals, which I usually am unable to put down. So I often just pack up and leave disgusted, moaning to myself that my sojourn has been ruined by these self-absorbed show-offs. Cliff and Kendall, is there anything else I can do other than just leave? I am afraid that there's not, though perhaps you know of a way I can address this situation or this person and rescue my and others' business journal relaxation time. And that is signed Peeved in Peoria. Terry.
I just want to say, Peeved in Peoria, you're a f***ing asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
tell it, Terry. Tell
seriously,
it. Preach it. Get on the box.
You're in a public place. There's going to be people who have conversation.
Yeah.
Go to the goddamn library.
There you go.
That's like what's called being a human.
Right.
How about if you
if anyone is self-absorbed, it's you.
Oh. How about they just stay at home and lock themselves in the closet?
Right.
Sounds quiet.
I just also want to point out, too, that Carrie set things on fire. She did not explode things. So not only are you an asshole, but you also need to get your facts straight.
Brush up on your on all those
references.
Brush up on your references. Okay? Just brush up on the references. Terry, I'm glad you were here to set these idiots straight today.
I am too.
This was a weird batch of letters, and I'm sorry.
Feel free to stop by anytime.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Hey, you come back anytime that you're in town. You just drop in.
You have an open invitation.
Open invite. All right. Well, Terry, I know you got to get back to the horse stables.
Oh, that's true.
I know you got. You got those carrots hanging there from your belt.
It's true. You got sugar cubes in my pocket, carrots from my belt.
You gotta give them to the horses. So, all right, will you get? Don't tell them you know Kendall, but will you give Blackie a hug for me? I love that janitor. And we're going to see you later, okay, Terry?
Bye, Terry. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That was so wonderful. Terry is a wonderful person.
I love Terry.
She is so fun to have in the studio.
How
fun. She helps people just like we do.
She's helpful. She's just like
us. She helps people temporarily.
Temporarily, she was here, and
come and gone so fast. We thought we
just
must be dreaming.
Like us.
But we love her. We thank her. And when she left, it made me sad.
It made me really sad, Cliff. And if our listeners are... If our listeners are as sad as we are, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com.
Not updated yearly. Don't even bother going to Facebook. Let's face it. I think Austin lost the password to that years ago.
Just Google us. You'll find us somewhere.
Yeah.
We're on Rye 99 on KBSH Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
Definitely we are there.
We're there.
We're there.
Anywhere else, it's kind of shoddy.
A little iffy. Kendall, do what you can Cliff. With what you have. Where you are. And that was said by, he said it as he was up on Mount Rushmore, Teddy Roosevelt. The big Teddy R.
Good old Teddy R. Cliff, human bodies are designed for regular physical activity. The sedentary nature of much of modern life probably plays a significant role in the epidemic end. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Never mind.
Kendall, life isn't about finding yourself. And this is something artists like Madonna and I know. It is about creating yourself. And that was said by George Bernard Shaw.
Oh, good old George Bernard Shaw. I need to reinvent myself.
You do. And here's one more for
as
you,
a
Kendall.
A skinny person that's happy.
As a thin, happy person. Kendall, spring passes and one remembers one's innocence. Summer passes and one remembers one's exuberance. Autumn passes and one remembers one's reverence. Winter passes and one remembers one's perseverance. And I say goodbye to winter and I say thank you to who know but Yoko Ono.
Well, and
for
gas
saying
passes
that.
And you remember what you ate for dinner.
Gas passes. Kendall, you're drinking so much. Pour me some of that St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, yes. St. Patrick's Day just passed.
I'll have a little more.
All right, here you go.
Pour me some. All right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
All right, take me home. Did I miss that? When was the cue?
It was like 4 years ago.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.